This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is.
In case you were wondering, I thought I'd point that out.
Yes?
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And me, Ian.
And nobody.
And nobody. During the break, I did a quick little Google research. And indeed, the national numbers for unemployment do come from a survey conducted by an organization known as CPS, not Child Protection Services, but the Current Population Survey, where they gyrate through, a couple hundred thousand households and settle on about 60,000 eligible households every month, and they rotate through those in groups of 800, apparently, to arrive at their numbers. And so I want to clarify something for the listeners. The basic concepts of unemployment and employment are divided into these four simple things. People with jobs, they're employed. People who are jobless, looking for a job, and available to work are unemployed.
Oh, you're right. There's three questions.
The labor force is made up of the employed and the unemployed. And people who are neither employed nor unemployed are not in the labor force.
So right. Contractors are not in the labor force?
Correct. Contractors are in the labor force because they are working.
They're not employed. They're not
they
employed.
Don't have to be 1099 or 1040 employees.
Okay. Well, they're using the word employed, W-2 so it makes
employees.
Me think they're not talking about contractors.
I would have to double check that. Now, an investor, a guy who just buys and sells stock, is not counted as employed, though.
If I'm an Uber driver and I drive for 10 hours a week that I choose, that's not being employed. That's a contract.
What it's really going to come down to, though, because these are self-reported numbers, mm-hmm. is how you answer
it.
The question.
That's true.
So if we just take these four concepts, people with jobs are employed, people who are jobless, looking for a job and available for work are unemployed, the labor force, quote unquote, is made up of the unemployed and the employed, and then the fourth one, people who are neither employed nor unemployed are not in the labor force. The article that we were reading says that that fourth descriptor rose up to more than 100 million Americans.
Yeah. And, you know, there are times, like, depending on the context in which I was asked, mm-hmm. at this moment I might report that I was employed, or I might report that I was not employed.
Right.
Because it's a question of how do I interpret the question. Do I think you mean a J-O-B, or do right. I think you mean, are you taking in income and taking care of yourself?
Right. Yeah. The fact that lay people, such as myself, have to go to great extents to identify and understand where the government statistics like this come from is an indicator of just how poor a system it is, in my opinion.
Well, I can't agree with you there, and the reason is, when I finish reading Adam Smith and Milton Friedman and Karl Marx and the Austrian economists, I then went to the local community college and took a traditional economics class so that I could find out how the cranks who run the government talk about what they mean when they say things.
Right.
And that's where I learned with a reasonable level of certainty what the number meant and how to interpret it.
Right,
so I would suggest doing the same. It's never too late to go back to college.
But that's what, well, We can have a whole other discussion about how useless college
is. It's never too late to throw your money down a rat hole.
Well,
yeah.
The thing is, it's throwing your money down a rat hole if you're looking to, if you're trying to set up a career with it, but taking a class here and there so you have somebody to help you with hard theoretical material is a great idea.
I don't know about you, but I just prefer that the people that call themselves government used the same definitions for the words that everybody else uses when they write stuff down.
No technical all technical professions have jargon. And the reason is because the technical jargon of the professional...
The word employment and unemployment are not technical jargon.
Okay, but the thing is, to
an
economist, they are. And when an economist uses that word, he knows exactly what it means, he knows how it's defined, and he knows how it works mathematically with the other... I managed to get this out of a community college economics class.
I managed to get it off the internet in 3 minutes or something. So that's all fine and good.
But then I had to explain why it was important to you.
The point is that the people in this limbo, this never land of neither employed nor unemployed, spiked up to over 100 million, and that should be concerning for anybody who's even remotely interested in the economy as it continues to go belly up.
Yeah, well, this isn't the way you want to get there.
No, not at all.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we had 25% labor force participation 100 years from now, but with everybody getting their needs met just fine. Just because people don't have to work as much in order to meet their needs.
Interesting. Let's go to David in, is it Jackson, Michigan? David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Gentlemen, there's one factor that's missing from the equation on that point.
Mm-hmm.
What about the money that's under the table? Let's call it tips, running drugs, whatever.
You're talking about what economists call the gray market?
The gray market, or the black market even.
Or the black market. If it's illegal goods...
I'm sorry, what's that, David?
I believe that gray market is pretty broad.
Yeah, well, basically, here's where it stops. If you're selling stuff that's normally legal, like hamburgers, without a license, you're in the gray market. If you're selling something that's normally illegal, like drugs or guns to or sex or guns to felons or guns to gangs, then that would be
that
black market.
Also, David,
I think that is the broader point on that conversation because.
Hang on, David. Also,
we all know that's a big market.
David, I'd just like to mention, you said that it was pretty broad, the gray market, and I think that there's more than pretty broads in the gray market. I think that there's some ugly people, too.
Oh, some of the broads in the gray market are horrendous, but you get them cheaper.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, David.
Just an update about Muskegon County Airport. Saturday night, so I was up at 5 a.m., took the three-hour tour up to the airport, which is blustery, cold as a mug.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, with all the politics going on, it was an experience that I've never experienced.
What happened?
Well, thankfully nothing major. But to see the professionalism once you got in, the Secret Service had a little conversation. Actually, Secret Service agent helped me get out for a minute.
What was the Secret Service doing at the airport?
Are you talking about the TSA?
Trump was speaking there.
Oh, Trump was speaking at the airport.
Yeah,
I've heard they've been having airport like rallies just because they're large. Was he inside the airport or was he like outside on the tarmac?
On the tarmac, and it was not a gusting 30-mile-an-hour wind. It was blowing steady at 30. The wind chill must have been. I wasn't dressed for it. I was whining.
Well, and so much for the weather.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, David.
We don't need weather reports here.
855-450-FREE is our number. We've got more Free Talk Live for you coming up.
Is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everybody. Free Talk Live. the live Monday night edition with your host. That's me, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass. That's right. I bought a 1 foot by 1 foot piece of property in Scotland, and they've granted me lordship. I don't know if that's English or British accent or Scottish.
Close enough.
Sean Connery, commander of a Russian submarine.
That's Scottish.
There we go. Scottish.
Scottish.
Anyway, I'm your host, and with me tonight, it's...
Not the full crew, but I'm Ian, and nobody's somewhere else.
Nobody's off doing something or nothing, depending.
I think he's got a Mango Jones or something like that. But
Mango
Jones! I did find out, was looking... We've been parsing through some of the definitions and such of what is included in this, not in the labor force number. Because what you're reporting on here is Axios' story about
right. There
was a spike in this number of people who are not in the labor force, gone up above 100 million. And according to the Federal Reserve, apparently it's one of their branches or whatever that's doing this, or BLS.gov. I'm not sure what that stands for. But
Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Okay, thank you for that. Not in the labor force includes people who are neither employed nor unemployed. They are not in the labor force. It includes retirees. So it does include, this number does include
Weird.
A large number of people who've said, I have no intention of working. So this isn't like just people who've been thrown out of work or otherwise can't find a job. It does include people who have decided they don't want to bother to work anymore for whatever reason. However, it also doesn't seem to include children. So let me go through the list here. It includes retired persons, students, so college age, maybe teenagers, those taking care of children and other family members. So caretakers, like stay-at-home moms.
But it includes them mostly as not available to work, right? Or not looking for work. So they would not be regarded as unemployed.
So some of the not in the labor force are considered looking for work, and some are not. But the numbers we're reporting here with 100 million include people who are also not looking for work.
Yeah, because that's the labor right. That's called the labor force participation rate. And it's
right. All
of the people who are not in
the labor force.
Yeah, the specific. Right, yeah. Everybody in the labor force is either employed or unemployed.
And looking.
But if you're not employed, which is not the same as being unemployed, then you're not in the labor force.
Right. You also have to not be looking.
Well, you have to
either not
be looking or not be available.
Right,
a student is outside the labor force if he's a full-time student and doesn't have time to work.
You can be looking for work and still also be not in the labor force, according to this.
Only if you're not available to work.
No, there are separate sections in here. people who want a job now. So there are. So the BLS has lots of breakdowns and subcharts here that do include.
Is it like a hardcore breakdown? Is it like a ballad breakdown? Is it?
Well, if you look at the breakdown of the numbers and compare to the summary numbers, then you'll be able to figure out pretty accurately probably who's in what group.
Indeed.
Some of the numbers are fascinating. Just doing basic math on some of the numbers. Like, the guy who runs McDonald's, the CEO, makes $14 million a year, which sounds like, oh my god, that's so much money. But what it comes down to is he's got 2.7 million workers, so he makes less than $10 for each person working for him.
So when you look at the breakdowns, for instance, this Economic Research Division of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis that has these numbers, looking at the men, so I don't have a men and women together, but just the men who are not in the labor force but want a job now, that number is currently, looks like about 3.3 million people, but it did spike up in the month of April to 4.7 million.
Right.
And that's just men who want a job now but are not unemployed.
It's almost like somebody's named Nobody writing this stuff.
No, it's because they want a job, but they're called discouraged job seekers. They want a job, but they don't believe that looking for a job will get them one. And so that's where they're at.
All right. Well, I would like to talk about the good news.
Oh, there's good news.
Good news, everyone. It's a suppository. No, I'm just kidding. That's not the good news.
Depends on what kind.
Okay, I guess you've got me there. I was able to mention butt chugging on Saturday here at Free Talk Live, but no, not that kind of good news. This from Q13Fox.com. So as listeners who've been listening to me blab into the microphone for over a year now, you know that I most recently, before moving to the Shire, spent a couple of decades in the Seattle, Washington area playing in bands of different heavy metal varieties. And so these things cross my news feed because, well, my news feed apparently thinks I'm still in Seattle for reasons. But this from Q13Fox.com, the local news station out of Seattle.
Police... Is this from QAnon?
No, not to be confused with QAnon. Police officers leaving Seattle Police Department in record numbers.
Yay!
Round of applause, everybody. Seattle, Washington. Officers are leaving the Seattle Police Department in record numbers.
Yay!
According to data released Friday by the city, nearly 40 officers left in September alone.
Well, that's still not as impressive as what they did in Dallas when the Black Lives Matter guy shot 5 cops and 100 retired over the next month.
Yes, that would be better news. The loss of officers in the month of September is double the number of losses for any month on record in the city. City officials say this is leading to a public safety issue.
By the way, it's only 3% of their total force.
Yeah, and it is leading to a public safety issue. I believe the public is far more safe without these 40 cops in Seattle. Seattle cops, by the way, if you listeners aren't familiar, are notorious for being a-holes. Their abuse record goes far beyond the 20 years that I spent there. It seems to be that in order to be a police officer in the city of Seattle, you must abuse and otherwise treat people as if you are the tyrant.
That's true in most places, though. I mean, you just happen to live there.
Well, it's a particularly big city. The big cities are always worse.
No doubt, but everybody always thinks their cops are the worst. I mean, every time we have somebody...
I don't think the Shire cops are really much of anything.
Okay, but generally, when we have people call into this show, they're always talking about how it's their police department that's the worst department, because you're closer to them.
Yeah, I never said Seattle was the worst. I'm just saying that they are notorious for...
I'm not saying you're saying that. I'm just saying that's what people say.
Yes.
And that's because they live nearby, and so they hear about the horrifying stories more often, and they know more about what's happening locally. So, of course, they think their cops are more corrupt.
Well, I'm not saying that you're saying that he's saying that, but I'm just saying that he's not saying that.
So nobody's not saying that what I'm saying is not what you were saying that I thought I was saying, but instead what he thought you weren't saying that I was saying.
I follow.
Is that correct? I don't know.
Coming
third
in?
Base.
855-450-FREE. Give us a call if you think you know what we're saying. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. $9 trillion, a third of the U.S. debt, has been created just since September 2019. The Bank of China's new digital currency has been used in more than 3 million transactions, worth more than ₩1 billion. Still nothing from the U.S. Federal Reserve's digital currency. John McAfee indicted for tax evasion and SEC violations. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump campaigning in Arizona Monday.
Joe Biden would obliterate everything Hispanic Americans have worked for, wiping out your small businesses with lockdowns and regulations, and devastating your families with massive tax hikes. He wants to give you the big, big, fat tax hikes. He will wage war on Catholic organizations, ban charter schools, bankrupt Catholic schools. We've already taken care of the funding for Catholic schools. Fund extreme late-term abortion and let socialists run wild in our country. And that's why we're going to win a record share of the Hispanic vote. There will never be a share of the Hispanic vote like this unless we decide to run again in 4 years and then another run.
Democrat candidate Joe Biden is staying at home this week. USA Radio News. During a virtual court hearing Monday, a Wisconsin judge overruled a temporary injunction against the maximum 25% capacity order. The Tavern League's lawyers attempted to block Governor Tony Evers' emergency order. Wisconsin Assistant Attorney General Colin Hechter tells WISN-TV COVID-19 is like a wildfire.
It is difficult, if not impossible, to imagine another natural disaster like a fire or flood rampaging across the state, killing almost 20 people a day. And if that were the case, no one would blink an eye at the fire department completely evacuating large areas of the state.
Barron County Circuit Court Judge James Babler.
Based upon all of that, I find that plaintiffs and interveners have not shown that they are entitled to a temporary injunction, and I deny their request.
Some bar owners say the limits will create an economic crisis. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
I say, this is Free Talk Live. Foghorn Leghorn.
I do a poor Foghorn Leghorn, that's
for
sure.
I say.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you'd like to call in and join the fun. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
I don't remember who I am.
That's okay. You can be nobody.
Okay.
All right. I'm glad we've settled that without any disagreement whatsoever.
Yep.
ForkFest 2021, what is that? Well, you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. My favorite. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV, site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at forkfest.party. Yes, it's true. You can come and party with us.
Yay!
At any rate, we've been talking about my former place of residence, Seattle, Washington. And apparently, cops are quitting now. Now that I'm no longer there, they're like, oh, I guess we don't need to be around. It's not much for us to do. No, that's not true. The loss of nearly 40 officers in September alone is a record for Seattle.
It's a total coincidence. And nothing to see here. This is just a total random occurrence. Has nothing to do with the fact that being a police officer is becoming less popular than ever.
Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin. I'm sorry, it's Jenny Durkin. She went full derp, derp. Derp, derp, derp.
Derp.
Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin says if the staffing trend continues, it will take the city back to policing staffing levels that they were at decades ago. But since
they're going to have to repeal some bad laws.
But since 1990, the population in Seattle has increased by 44%. Typically.
Quick, somebody panic.
Yeah. Typically. I skipped a paragraph. City officials say this is leading to a public safety issue. If you look at 911 emergency response times, and we know, of course, with 911 that, you know, when you need help, help is, you know, when you need help in seconds.
When seconds count,
the police are only minutes
away.
Only
minutes away.
So if you look at the 911 emergency response times, she says you want them to be 7 minutes. But in September, in the North Precinct, that number went up to 9 minutes.
Or whenever. Wow. I mean, they may not show up at all.
Yeah. A whopping 2 minute increase in their lack of response time.
I'm more concerned about what kind of madness they're going to do when they get there. Are they just going to shoot you in the face because they didn't like the way you looked at them? Or?
Yeah. They'll probably just drive faster and, you know, get into more accidents with people. Typically, the article goes on, in the month of September, Seattle Police Department loses 5 to 7 officers. This last September of 2020, 39 officers left, which is also double the next highest separation level on record. That puts the number of current officers on the street at 1,203. Back in 1990, the city had 1,271 sworn officers in Seattle. Oh, my gosh.
That's not a huge difference. No,
I mean, sure, it's a couple of decades ago, but, you know. Yeah.
I'm surprised it's not a greater discrepancy between what it was a few decades ago and now. I mean, I'm shocked they didn't bring another 500 guys in there.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe they can't. Maybe because Seattle has such a horrible reputation for their police officers and nobody wants to even think about being employed there.
Could
which
be
is great
in the rain.
Well, the rain isn't all that it, that most folks
I doubt do. The rain is keeping people away from getting a fat government paycheck and being able to use power against innocent people.
Well, the rain keeps people away from Seattle. They still do it. They just do it someplace else.
I guess. I mean, it's hard to say that the rain is keeping people away from Seattle, given that there's a ton of people that have been trying to move there, and the housing prices have been shooting up like insane levels.
Yeah.
Turns out a lot of people want those jobs.
It is an insane, like, there's a huge migration to Seattle that...
what is it? Amazon is located in Seattle.
Amazon, Microsoft,
yeah.
A whole bunch of tech hubs, and then you've got industrial stuff like Boeing, for example, you know, big out there. It is not a sustainable trend line. Durkin said, I'm sorry, Durkin.
Derp.
Derp, derp, derp. If you look at that trend line, we could go back to levels decades ago in a city that has grown so much. And that leads not just to a lack of resources when people need them, it actually makes policing harder.
Now, the quick rule, if you don't know what the law of diminishing returns is, or rather, the law of returns,
what it
the
is, nobody.
Thing to know is that no number, no statistic will always go in the same direction. What goes up must come down. What goes down must go up. So if you extrapolate any upward trend to infinity, that trend will go to infinity, but it will not continue rising forever.
This moment of wisdom brought to you by nobody.
I like math.
Policing has been more challenging over the last several months as officers respond to protests and riots, along with calls to defund them from the city council. I feel so sorry for them. And the mayor says one of the most alarming things is an unprecedented amount of new officers resigning to go somewhere else to be a police officer.
Sure. I mean, you don't want to go and be a cop in a place where you can actually get hurt on the job. I mean, these guys want a cushy job.
And it's rainy, too.
They want a cushy job. They want big money. And they'd rather not have to take serious risks. I mean, it's one thing to go around and arrest some kids for possession of drugs or underage possession of alcohol. They're usually not going to fight too hard. But, you know, if you're talking about a gang of people that's intent on lighting businesses on fire and shooting people or whatever, then all of a sudden, this job's just gotten real. And a lot of them didn't get into it to really put their ass on the line.
Yeah.
Some did.
So much for the noble intent, right? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think some people go in with noble intent, but once they're exposed to the reality of the corruption...
Well, absolute power corrupts. Absolutely, right?
Absolutely.
So, anyway. Yeah, let's hope that that's a trend that continues nationwide. You know? I don't know if, you know, this whole defunding the police thing, I think that... That had its 15 minutes. I don't hear much about it anymore. Obviously, it didn't happen. Police are still around, so I don't know if anybody's actually gotten defunded. But I suspect that that language is being twisted to mean something that it doesn't really mean.
Could be.
Just
or it could just be jargon.
Just my thoughts. Could be jargon. Is that a soft J? Jargon?
Jargon.
Jargon. Let's go to David in New Mexico, who I just hung up on accidentally. David.
Wah, wah, wah.
Sorry about that. I hit the wrong button.
Let me see. I could predict. Guys, want to give you a court update. The courts are corrupt here in Albuquerque, the most corrupt courts anywhere in the nation.
And I'm still here.
And and what did he want to update us on? Oh, yeah, how his court date is going for calling into the talk show that supposedly banned him.
Yeah, he was calling a college radio station that he pays for, so he should be able to call in.
Yes. 855 453. Perhaps we'll hear back from David or not. If we don't, then we can get to your call and your thoughts here on Free Talk Live. We've got more for you coming up.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516. To make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils,
But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the final segment of tonight's show, Free Talk Live. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me tonight, it's...
You got me, Ian.
And nobody.
And we are here, and this is where we are. I know that seems redundant, but it is true. 855-450-3733. 855-450-3733 is our phone number. We will get to your calls and your thoughts momentarily. However, first, I would like to say thank you to A La Loco, who is in a silver level amplifier. Thank you. I can spit that up.
Is it A La Loco or A La Loca?
A La Loco. Oh, according to the print on the page that I am reading from, it's capital A, capital L, yeah. Small a, capital L, O-C-O, who is a silver amplifier. If you don't know what an amplifier is, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And if you go over to amp.freetalklive.com, you can find out all about the program, whereby if you make a contribution, you actually help get this program on more radio stations. We're currently on somewhere around 190. We could be on 200. We could be on 250, maybe even 300. It's all up to you. The money goes directly to help AMP advertise, market, and promote over at amp.freetalklive.com. So thank you again to A La Loco for your contribution. We do appreciate it, and we like that you enjoy our program. I did a boo-boo, things operators aren't supposed to do, so let's make up for that now by going to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Did a boo-boo rhymes with Kaja Goo Goo, your favorite band?
Oh, I'm trying to remember. They had one song, right?
Yeah, I forget what it is, too.
Yeah, me too.
Did I see you on TV, Captain?
I don't know, did you?
TV show? Well, you know, running the board, being the board op at that nuclear power plant in Springfield.
No, I've got
Homer Simpson.
I've got a much larger goatee than Homer Simpson has ever thought of of doing. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So hey, do you you know the board op spends hours and hours and hours writing down what the callers are calling about, right? Puts it on the board for you to read.
At times.
What
we haven't had that many calls tonight. Maybe hours and hours over an entire year.
Did they put it down tonight?
I do have something underneath your call.
What does it say?
Well, it doesn't say anything. It can't talk.
Well, read it then, since it can't talk.
It says, Naked NM Campaign Sign Dealer.
Okay, so what does that have to do with KUNM, the radio station?
I assume that somebody who is involved in a sign business has decided to camp out somewhere naked and sell his signs.
No. New Mexico makes world news. Naked sign stealer caught on Ring doorbell video, audio, walking across the street naked from wherever, out of the moonlight, I presume, and then takes the Biden sign out of the holder and walks off naked into the moonlight again.
So do we know who it was? Was it one of the judges?
It wasn't you, David, was it?
It was probably the judge in my case, Victor Valdez. I bet that's who it was.
It wasn't you, David, was it?
Ain't telling. not saying. That would be a good publicity stunt.
I don't know if it would.
I don't think good is the word you're looking for.
Generally, people look down upon sign stealers, and they probably would be less comfortable knowing that the person was naked.
And so that's on video. You can see it. It's rather entertaining. It's all over the web. TMZ has got it. Oh, and watch New Mexico tomorrow. The governor, I predict, is going to completely lock down the state as a political move. So last week, she tightened restrictions from what they were. And then tomorrow, she's making a special announcement, not her usual Thursday announcement, but a special Tuesday announcement, and I'm certain that she's going to lock down the entire state quite a bit, and it's all political.
Well, I mean, so yeah.
Isn't that special?
It is special, and it'll be very fun to watch since you guys like lockdowns, you like the taking of rights, and you were citing Ian.
What are you talking about?
Are you sure you're talking to you talking about the government when you say you, or are you talking about us?
I'm being facetious and sarcastic and all that stuff. And you were citing the New York, California, Michigan as being the most restrictive as far as taking away your rights, but you forget to include in that list New Mexico, as evidenced by what the governor is doing here. And so please watch the little fool tomorrow at 1 p.m. our time, Mountain Standard, Mountain Daylight, what are we, Daylight? Yeah, Mountain Daylight time, because it's always entertaining, and she's going to take away a bunch of rights tomorrow in New Mexico. So watch it. It'll be on her Facebook and elsewhere.
New Mexico is currently ranked at number 34 in the list of states with the fewest COVID-19 restrictions.
Interesting.
Mm.
She wants to bump that up. She's tired of being so far down the list. She's got to get back up higher because she wants to be the health and human, whatever it's called at the national level, the cabinet secretary in charge of health and human services, that was called. She wants to be that. She wants Biden to win.
She's angling.
She
Hey, David, can you just hold that thought for just a minute? I have to do something. Just hold on.
Couldn't you have gone before we got in the car?
James in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live. James. James in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, the fat pig.
All right. thanks for holding, David. I appreciate that. I just had to get rid of a liar.
Back.
Oh, I didn't. Sorry. My bad.
You're just teasing him.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for holding, David. I appreciate that. I just had to take out the trash.
I thought you were going to let me talk to him.
Are we done with that now?
No, I wanted to make sure. So on Mondays, it's trash night, apparently, and it's my job. We can't afford here on Free Talk Live to hire folks to come and clean the studio, so I have to take out the trash.
I'm the one who cleans the studio.
But I took out the trash tonight, did I not? Isn't that my chore?
Well, that was some trash.
Don't I get like 4 stars or something on my chore chart? Okay. Anyway.
You get extra on your allowance. You get an extra quarter.
And a cookie and a patent on the head.
Well, 25% more of zero.
Well, thanks for the call tonight, David. Is there anything else we're talking to him about?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Thanks, David. Have a good night.
All right.
Peace, pot, and peanut butter.
Apparently, New Hampshire has moved up this list. It is now at number 26 on the list of states with the fewest coronavirus restrictions. So not quite in the top half. New Hampshire's pretty embarrassing.
Doesn't that put us in the top half if we're number... Oh, we're number 26 on the list of the people with the most or the least?
The states with the fewest coronavirus restrictions, number one being South Dakota.
South Dakota has the fewest coronavirus restrictions?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but apparently their governor is even more of a drug warrior than ours is.
How about the states around us? Vermont, Massachusetts, Maine?
Oh, good question.
Massachusetts has got to be awful.
Maine is at number 48, Massachusetts at number 49, and Vermont at 41. So New Hampshire's better than the surrounding pack, but by no means in any way outstanding or even worth mentioning when it comes to fewest COVID restrictions.
Well, just like the job you do is always vital, the state you live in is always worth mentioning.
Okay. So New Hampshire is fair to Midland, according to this particular...
I'd call it pathetic.
Well, it certainly doesn't live up to the live free or die motto.
No, it doesn't. And neither are the people.
Yeah, that's true.
They
people...
are neither living free nor dying.
That's true.
Are they doing one or the other?
They're doing neither one nor the other. I thought I made that clear the first time.
So are they unemployed, underemployed, uncounted, or employed but not looking?
They are not participating in the revolution, of course.
Not yet.
Yeah. Maybe never. I do bump into people from time to time, or I used to anyway, when you know you could bump into people from time to time.
Now they try to avoid you.
Can't do a lot
I was
anymore.
On a I was on a walk in the park recently, and a woman with... I don't think she had a mask on. Anyway, she was trying to, like, push as far on the other side of the path as she could, right? Like, she could have just walked by me like any normal person would walk by me, but no. She had to make a point of trying to avoid, to get as far away on this path as possible, and as a result, she tripped. She tripped on the route.
She decided to, like...
One more death by other than COVID that's going to be marked up.
She didn't fall down, but she
was trying to maintain, like, an orbit around you or something, right?
Trying to push it to the max. Yeah. And wasn't looking where she was going as a result. She was looking at me.
We are out of time. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find all of our shows at freetalklive.com. As far as the archives go, if you missed any of our shows or any of your favorite hosts, feel free to check them out there. Also, don't forget amp.freetalklive.com if you want to contribute to getting us onto more radio stations. Thanks. Peace.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter in the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor, Ashok Badal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. It is war he wants. It is war he will get. Bane Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more. On a multidimensional probe, the Syscup Temporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, Siska's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit Bane Books at Bane.com for more.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.